Joining us in studio right now in our next segment, he is the leading tackler in the National Football League. He was on the field for just about all of it yesterday. In fact, 100% of the snaps, as usual, for our next guest, Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, in studio with us. Preston, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the season, really, as you look back. Led the league in tackles, part of a pretty good Buffalo defense, and broke the playoff drought. There's some real things you can hang on your wall from this past season, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you reached a lot of your personal goals and your team goals as well. I mean, to be in the playoffs and just the whole feeling of the city and all that it meant. It was a good year, but we know we had more plans and more goals. But I mean, it's a start.
After you lead the league in tackles, how sore are you now? We were just talking about the season is over, and you're like, man, I need some time to rest now. Yeah. How sore are you?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I really don't get that sore yet. I mean, you see Zoe walking around because he's 45 and he looks really sore.
He's 45.
But I feel like I could play right now if we had to play again. I mean, I think I do a good job of not really getting sore. I mean, I kind of like it. So,
Preston, 6 tackles for you yesterday, 2 of them for losses. And overall, the defense did a really good job of keeping Leonard Fournette in check. Mm-hmm. What was the plan and how did you manage to accomplish that with Fournette?
I mean, the biggest thing was just staying in our gap. I mean, the D-line did a great job. And linebackers coming downhill, pulling the doubles off of those guys. So that was the big thing all week, staying in your gap, coming downhill. And they hit us with a couple play actions because we were doing so well at just coming downhill. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that was the plan. I think we did good at it.
What was tackling Fournette like? I mean, you hear how hard he runs. What was that like?
He definitely runs hard. I mean, one time I hit him in the hole, and I thought I was getting trucked, but I looked back, and Eddie was pushing him. I was like, he ain't this strong. Like, I was like, come on now. So Eddie gave him a little extra boost, but he definitely is a strong running back.
They didn't get much offense going at all, and they had problems throwing the ball. But around about late second quarter, there was like a 20-yard run by Blake Bortles, and then they went back to it in the second half. What happened there that allowed them to hit those big runs from Bortles?
Those quarterback runs, I mean, that was really the biggest part of their offense, really. Yeah. I mean, it was devastating. I mean, with third and whatever, all those zone reads, he's pulling it and turning up the field. I mean, I've lost to Blake Bortles too many times in my career. I mean, going back to college, only team that beat me in college, and then in London. I mean, I'm just tired of losing to Blake Bortles.
Especially when you're losing on his legs and not even with him throwing the ball, as he rushed for more yards than he passed yesterday. But was there a point in the game where, I mean, Blake Bortles is not a typical guy that you say we need to spy. Mm-hmm. But when he starts running like that yesterday, are you guys saying to each other, we might need to spy him?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, I mean, you look up his 40, he's a 4'8". He doesn't look like he has that much athleticism in him, but he's just a gamer. I mean, he finds a way to get down the field. And I was telling Eddie, like, Eddie said he ran a 4.6 at the pro day, and I didn't see any of that trying to chase Blake Bortles 4.8 around the corner. So, I mean, he just has football intelligence and speed. It worked for him.
There were read option runs from him, as you said, but scrambles too, and that kind of kills you because you got guys, you know, deep into a play, right? Mm-hmm. And you're dropping back into coverage, so there's room over there for a guy who typically doesn't run. That it was almost like the scrambles hurt worse than the read option runs that he had.
Yeah, I mean, those are the toughest for us because once you start scrambling, we have to plaster those receivers, and they just start. I mean, it's like playing a game of tag. They're running all over the place, and you got to stay in their hips, so we're all turned basically like two men. You're not looking anymore, so then he scrambles, and we can't help because we're all looking, so that's the toughest part.
The one play that probably had to hurt the most, and out of all of the runs that he had, was the one where it was a pass. He drops the snap, and you it looked like you guys were about to come up with the sack, and then uh-huh. he still runs for a first down.
Yeah, that, I think that's the time I had some bad body language after the play. I mean, it was just when you see them drop the ball, I mean, everybody usually gets a little faster. I mean, you thought, okay, he's going to throw out of bounds, we're going to get a sack. And then you see him running down the sideline again. I mean, it's definitely devastating to see that happen.
You know, we're here focusing on the defense. Obviously, you play defense, but the defense limited them to just one touchdown, 10 points. Typically, that would win a lot of games for you in this league, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I feel like we could have shut them out. I mean, if we played how we could have. I mean, going back to when Tate had that nice return before halftime, and then we get a penalty, we get pushed back, then we get a 3-and-out or whatever, then they punt, then they get the ball right there. I mean, it all works together. So we all have to work together on 3 phases to be better, and I think we could have limited them to no points, and we did a good job on the goal line. I mean, they got that last 4th-down play, and we got to find ways to get better.
I mean, it's one thing to lose a playoff game. You feel like you're so close to – man, we're finally in the tournament now. We can make a run at this thing. But to lose it 10-3 has to hurt worse.
Yeah, it definitely tough. I mean, once you're in it, I mean, you just have dreams of, all right, we're going to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But when you go out there and lose 10-3, I mean, it's like, man, we really had a chance all the way to the last play. We had a chance to win it, go for two. I mean, we're all thinking about, all right, we still got a chance. We're going to win this. And to lose like that, I mean, it's definitely tough.
We're in studio with Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, just finishing his locker clean out here in One Bills Drive on this day after the season ended. Take us inside, if you would, the locker room yesterday after the game, Preston. How deflating was it? How bad did it feel in there?
Yeah, it was. I mean, everybody was down. I mean, a lot of guys tearing up. It just wasn't. It wasn't fun. I mean, we had so much emotion last Sunday. I mean, on cloud nine, it just dropped all the way back down. It definitely is tough. But I mean, guys going around congratulating each other on just a great season that we had together and the camaraderie and all the family that we became. But it definitely is tough to lose the way we did.
Part of the camaraderie and family extended to the fans and that amazing reception just, 8 days ago now coming home from Miami. And still, folks there, fans there last night at the airport, mm-hmm. they had to feel pretty good, I would think, last night.
Yeah, I mean, we got the best fans out of any sport. I mean, they're out there cold, whatever, 17 years, how many years it been. They're out there each and every week. And to be out there in the cold when we made the playoffs and be out there when we got eliminated from the playoffs, I mean, it just shows the passion that these fans has for this team.
And fans in the stands in Jacksonville, there are thousands, maybe 20,000 even in that mm-hmm. stadium. Did you feel like it was not your typical road game with all that Buffalo support in the stands there yesterday?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, to see so much blue, white, and red, all the fans going crazy. It looked like the whole top section. You look up there, it looked like all Buffalo. I mean, it was definitely something I have never seen before. I mean, to be our first playoff game. And for everybody just go down there. I mean, we are a part of this community, so they all felt like they made the playoffs, and they were all down there having fun.
You've gone through this before, locker cleanout day. Mm-hmm. How was today different than maybe the previous three you've been around?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know if you're going to be back this year, so you got to take your flip-flops or something that you would leave here because you know they'll be there. You got to clean out a little bit more and just knowing you never know. So it definitely was a little tougher this time.
I mean, you have to obviously clean out your locker, but there's mm-hmm. also the element of guys on this team that are free agents. A lot of guys, even if you're not back and all those guys are back, there are a lot of guys you might not see next year mm-hmm. that you've been working with for a long time now.
Yeah, that's the weird part. I mean, it's like you're with a guy every single day since April. I mean, you're always around the people, talking to the people, but you're like, wow, I might not ever see you again after today, which is a crazy fact, but I mean, this is the way life is. I mean, you say, oh, I'll see your high school friends. You don't see them again. Oh, I'll see your college friends. You don't see them again. Yeah. But hopefully I'm back here in Buffalo and everybody else is here too so we can keep continuing to build this thing.
Well, you are going into free agency. I know there's a long way to go until you make decisions, but what's your outlook? What do you want to happen moving forward into the next few months here?
I want to be here. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, to come back here and be with this community, with the people upstairs, the janitors, Rick in the mailroom. I mean, everybody here is just,
maybe less.
You guys.
Thank you.
So, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, to remain here.
I mean, ultimately, now that you guys have made it in, I think everybody around the league can see what Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean are doing here. Mm-hmm. That has to play in your mind in terms of wanting to come back. I mean, all guys say, I want to come back here, but now the fact that you can actually see this thing on the uptick, mm-hmm. it has to play in your mind.
Definitely. I mean, you look back at the season, see, y'all could have had 11 wins. You go Carolina, Bengals. I mean, those games that you could have won. So going into next year, hopefully now we are learning how to win, that those games will be wins. So, mm-hmm. I mean, just with the defense and the guys and the coaching staff that we have, I mean, I just love to be around them for a longer time.
Preston, good luck to you. I hope we get a chance to have you back in here again. Don't forget your flip-flops when you leave the facility. Thanks for coming in here. We appreciate it. Congratulations on an outstanding season, too.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, the leading tackler in the National Football League, in studio with us. We'll hear more from you on the telephone line when we return. The John Murphy Show from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.